Okay, Liz, here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, multiple systems, delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs, you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems, and you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Hollywood. NetSuite.com/Hollywood. NetSuite.com/Hollywood.
So, random question. If someone asked us to do Love Boat, what would you say?
I'm in.
Yeah, I've had so many people ask me now that we've done Fantasy Island, are we going to do Love Boat? And I'm like, you know, maybe.
Anything's possible.
Hi, and welcome to Happier in Hollywood, the podcast about how to be happier, healthier, saner, more creative, more successful, and more productive in a backbiting, superficial, chaotic, unpredictable, fundamentally insane world. I'm Liz Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA, and with me is my high school friend and writing partner, Sarah.
That's me, Sarah Fain. On this podcast, we talk about being writers in Hollywood, how we balance a career and friendship, and how to survive the war of attrition that is life in Los Angeles.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about the sliding doors nature of our immediate future.
We're also going to talk about how I'm using meditation to get through this stressful time.
This week's Hollywood hack will make any gathering super memorable, and we have a celebrity sighting. Another celebrity sighting, Sarah. They're back.
This is so exciting.
Now, before we dive in, we want to mention that, Sarah, you did a bonus episode of Happier with Gretchen and me about your move to Ojai. Gretchen has been just endlessly fascinated about every detail of your move, as have I. And so we all got on the podcast and talked about it. So anybody who wants to know even more about Sarah's move and just different aspects of it, go listen on the Happier feed.
Yes, and it was so fun to talk to you. I don't get to talk to Gretchen as often, obviously, as I get to talk to you. So that was nice.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a fun time. And Sarah, speaking of Ojai, you have an Ojai update.
Yeah, yes, I do. I got chickens. It was a bit unexpected. My friend Victoria had to rehome her chickens, and she literally texted me like on a Sunday morning, and by the end of the day, I had chickens. So,
and a coop. You got this big, awesome chicken coop.
Yes. And we'll talk more about the chickens later, but so far, so good. I'm kind of loving it.
All right. Well, you know, I wouldn't want chickens, but you know, my philosophy is everyone should do exactly what they want to do. So I am thrilled that you got your chickens.
Well, so far I am too. I'll let you know after. I haven't even done the first coop cleaning yet. So I'll report back how I feel after that.
Okay. I cannot wait. I sense many podcast segments coming out of these chickens. Lessons learned.
Lessons from the chickens.
And of course, Sarah, every week we want to remind our listeners to go watch Fantasy Island if you have not already. It is on Hulu. It is on Fox.com. We highly recommend it.
Yes. And we have our holiday episode coming up still. That'll be on Fox in November. I don't know the exact date, but it's a 2-hour holiday special.
Yes. Extravaganza.
Woohoo. Okay, Liz, it's time for From the Treadmill Desks Of, in which we discuss what's most pressing in our work psyches. And this week, it is the concept of sliding doors.
Yes. So Sliding Doors, there was a movie called Sliding Doors, which I think is how everyone became familiar with the term. It was a 1998 rom-com starring Gwyneth Paltrow. And essentially, she was running to the subway. And in one life, she made the subway and was on the subway. And that determined the course of her future. And on the other version, she did not make the subway and that she had a totally different future. And of course, Sliding Doors is such a fun idea. We did a Sliding Doors episode of Fantasy Island.
Yes, it was episode, I believe it aired 5th.
I think so, yes.
It? Yeah, we love that episode. It was written by Sonu Patel, who is wonderful. And we are now experiencing our own version of Sliding Doors.
Yes. Okay. So, Sarah, in one future, Fantasy Island gets picked up. We get the call. You have season 2. And then in the other future, we do not get season 2. And we have a totally different unfolding of events in our lives based on whether or not we make that subway.
And we are kind of now at the subway door. I mean, we are in the steps leading up to the subway door. And are we going to make it onto the subway or are we not going to make it onto the subway? We are in that exact moment of the doors sliding. Like in 2 weeks, we will either be in a writer's room with our Fantasy Island writers or we will be, I don't know, I'll be working on a book, I guess. We'll be hustling. We have other projects that we're working on. We will either be just like scrambling for the next thing or we will be scrambling for season 2. Either way, they're scrambling. So I guess we have that in common.
Yeah, it's funny because we talked about on the podcast how we had made this conscious decision not to take meetings to try to have downtime. And so we have kept to that. I think we've only had one meeting lately that wasn't Fantasy Island related because we've stuck to our guns.
Yes.
But what I was thinking is, at what point does the future become the present? Like right now we're saying, well, in the future, we would be going on tons of meetings and hustling and getting a job. It's like, well, what point is that going to be our present? Not today.
Not today. Definitely not today. Yeah. I mean, like we said, we're at the doors.
Yes.
Either we'll be on the Fantasy Island train or we'll be on the platform going, all right, what's the next train?
That is so exactly right, Sarah. Perfect metaphor.
So I would say a couple weeks. I would give a couple weeks and then the door will be closed and we'll be taking meetings. And
then I'll be back to figuring out what shirt looks good on Zoom.
Exactly. And I'll be trying to figure out where to do Zoom meetings in the house that I'm in. I think I have a good spot. I think I'm all right.
Now, Sarah, we're in a position where we know what we want the future to be. I think we've been clear with everyone that we want a season 2 of Fantasy Island.
Yes.
But it's like at the same time, we do have to psych ourselves up for the alternative. We can't just not envision that possibility because if Fantasy Island isn't in our Sliding Doors future, we really need to hit the ground running. We can't just wallow.
Exactly. I mean, it's that thing of like both of the futures have to be equally real for us right now. And that's a weird space to be in, to be like, I'm 100% gearing up toward this future. And I'm also 100% gearing up toward this other future. It's like the 200% is, I think, not supposed to be possible. And yet we have to live in that space.
Yes. And it is the nature of the business. I mean, we talk a lot on the podcast about uncertainty. And in a sense, yes, we enjoy it on some level because this is what we've chosen to do with our lives. But it is one of the hardest parts about being in entertainment.
Yes, for sure. And we could get a call today and the doors could close and that would be that. You know, then we would know what future we're in. Or it could be a couple weeks.
Yes. And, you know, I've talked about being in zombie mode on the couch, just like waiting for the call. Yeah. I think you have found some ways of coping, which we are going to discuss in an upcoming segment. I think it's funny because in some ways I'm handling it better and in some ways you're handling it better.
I think it really depends on the day and possibly on the moment.
Yeah. This is why it's good to have a team. Yeah. One of us usually can keep it together.
Yeah.
and bolster the other one most of the time. And then in other times we both just spiral.
Those times are not pleasant.
No,
those aren't good times. Bad times.
Anyway, so hopefully, Sarah, in the next episode, we can reveal what happened with our sliding doors future. We'll know if we made that subway train or not.
I sure hope so. This place of not knowing whether we're going to make the train or wait for the next one is not pleasant. It's not my favorite, spot to be in.
No. Okay, coming up, we will talk about how Sarah is coping with this stressful time. But first, this break. There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. For instance, her first job was as a movie usher, and she would walk around with a flashlight and tell people to get their feet off the seat, and I just love hearing about it. Well, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother or your mom figure's life for years to come. And at the end, you get it all put together in a book. And I know I will be so happy to have that book on the shelf and be able to open it anytime I want and read a wonderful story about my mom.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, you'll save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/Hollywood. That's storyworth.com/Hollywood to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, it is time for Take a Hike, in which we discuss mental, physical, and spiritual health. Today, it's all three. I realize, Sarah, it's usually all three. They all sort of go together in life.
True.
So, Sarah, you have been meditating. And it's helping you. So we want to discuss it and see if we can encourage others, maybe even me, to do some meditating as well.
So what I wanted to share is this tool, this wonderful tool that has been very useful for me, which is the 10% Happier podcast and app. You've talked to Dan Harris on Happier.
Yes, he's a good friend of Gretchen's.
Yes. And so I've listened to him. I read his book. I have listened to the podcast a little, but in this weird, uncertain time of sliding doors, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to like take a deep dive into the podcast. So I've been listening to him a lot and his guests, he has really wonderful guests who are very insightful. And just listening to the podcast is calming. Mm-hmm. But then I got his app, and I'm finding the app to be extremely useful. And it's $100 a year, but there's a 7-day free trial. So you can check it out and see if you like it or not. But I'm sort of an on again, off again meditator. I have a meditation chair. I really try to work meditation into my life, but then I'll forget that I'm trying for like a year.
Yeah. <You know? laughs> I think a lot of people have that same experience.
Exactly. So for me, it's useful to have this app. They can remind me, you know, the app reminds you every day if you want it to, you know, it's time to meditate now, you know. And it also has a kind of don't break the chain element. You can get a red check mark for every day that you meditate. Mm-hmm. And it's very satisfying. So I'm turning into a really big Dan Harris 10% Happier fan, I think. And it's definitely helping me get through this time.
Well, I thought it was interesting because you said to me, you know, we thought we were going to get a phone call that never came, as this so often happens in Hollywood. But you said, I've reserved meditation mount from 11 to 1 because I just can't deal with this. And I was like, wait, what? I said, first of all, that's so Ojai. That's my new phrase. Everything is so Ojai.
The chickens are so Ojai.
So Ojai. So what is meditation mount?
Meditation Mount is this really wonderful place here in Ojai. It's actually really close to the upper campus of Violet School. And it's just in this beautiful mountain area. And you just drive up this curvy little road. And then it's a very peaceful space with flowers and trees and a walking path. and a lookout over a really gorgeous view. And it's really for meditation. They have meditation rooms where people can go in and sit and meditate if they want. And wow. all spaced out. Or you can sit outside. Like I did a little walk around and then I sat on this giant boulder and meditated for like 20 minutes with just bird sounds. And I'm not someone who's super into smells. Of all the senses, smell is the one I'm like, you know, whatever. But I took a little walk around the property and there were these amazing smells. And I felt very like connected to my sense of smell for the like the first time in my life. So it's just this beautiful, calming, meditative place. And it got me through that day, my little reservation from 11 to 1.
Well, it's interesting because I think some of it is there's the actual act of meditating, which everyone talks about the benefits of, but also just framing for yourself, like I am doing something to cope. Like I am taking an action that is going to help me get through this with my sanity intact. I feel like just even mentally noting that for yourself helps. If you know, even aside from the meditation itself, it's just the action of saying you're doing it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like last week I wrote mental health hike on my bullet journal calendar thing. Cause I was like, that is what I need today. I need a mental health hike. I try to set intentions for hikes and that was like just pure mental health. I didn't take the dogs. So I didn't have to deal with leashes and all of that. I just like walked and focused on being peaceful and calm.
Good walking meditation.
Exactly.
And then, okay, Sarah, you mentioned you got the chickens. And I was struck because you said to me, you know, it's very calming to just watch the chickens. And then I thought, oh, is this related to the whole meditating thing happening in your life? Do you think the chickens are going to be part of your meditative process?
Yeah, you know, maybe a better word is mindful. Is I'm trying to be more mindful as a whole here in Ojai. Mm-hmm. Thus the mental health hikes and the meditation mount and the meditation app. And shockingly, like I'm very surprised actually by how peaceful and how mindful I feel when I'm watching the chickens. Their coop happens to be like right outside the end of the yard where when I'm sitting at the dining table, I can look out at the coop. And they're just really lovely. And I can hear them making little cooing sounds. I think when I thought of chickens, I thought like smelly, loud, you know.
That's definitely what I think of.
Exactly. But they're, I can't speak to smelly. I'll report back again on that. But they're very calm and they make really pretty sounds that are not loud at all. They're very, it's almost like a dove sound, but it's coming from chickens. They're just really sweet. And I love watching them. And I do feel more mindful when I'm looking out the window and just seeing them peck around.
Well, I am hoping that your sort of aggressive approach, if that's a word I can use, to your mental health is going to rub off on me. Even if I don't actually meditate, not that I should,
or
but
get
if I
chickens.
Don't, well, definitely not getting chickens, but I'm hoping that your just elevated calmness is going to make me calmer.
Well, according to Dan Harris, who is now my guru of meditation, his wife said that now that he's meditating, he's less of an asshole. So, I am hoping that the same, you know, that I have a similar, that I will just all around be a more peaceful, mindful person.
Oh, good. Well, I will appreciate that. I will
enjoy
that.
The benefits. Yes.
Yes. And I'm glad that you're getting through this. At some point, the future will be now and we will know what is happening.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
But then you should probably still keep meditating because whatever
that's the key.
Will be volatile.
It'll still
in
be
some
stressful.
Way. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, we have a Hollywood hack now that people are a little bit more out and about. But first, this break. Mm-hmm.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, Liz, it's time for this week's Hollywood hack. As more and more of us are getting vaccinated, it kind of seems like we're able to start being out in the world and have parties again, dare I say. So in honor of that, Liz, you have a party hack.
Yes. Get a photo booth. Is my party hack. So okay. I went to an outdoor party recently, and it would have been a good party in any event, but there was a photo booth, you know, where you go, and they're all different kinds. There are actual booths. In this case, there was sort of a big screen hung up, and then someone was there taking pictures. And, you know, it's the thing where they print them out.
Yes.
And they have, you know, they say the hashtag whatever for the party. And the thing about it is it the bang for the buck is so big because, one, it's an activity. It's something for everyone to do. You can do different groupings. Like Adam and I took a picture. I took a picture with other friends. Different friend groups took pictures. You know, the guys can take a picture. And then they're printed out. It's a great memento of a night. And I have a whole collection of these from different parties. And I just think, you know, I think you can get them for as little as like $350, which granted isn't nothing, but the amount that it impacts a party feeling like an event
right.
is so big. Like if you want, like we were going to get a photo booth at the Fantasy Island premiere.
Yes. That remember. We had to cancel thanks yes. to the Delta variant, but yes.
Because I think it just turns any gathering into an event for the ages.
I love it. Okay, well, someday we will have some yes. kind of actual party.
And we will get
hopefully celebrating booth. The premiere of Fantasy Island season 2. And yes, 100% photo booth all the way.
All the way. Okay, Sarah, guess what? We are back with celebrity sightings.
Oh my God, can it be?
I know. We went through a celebrity sighting dry spell that lasted, I mean, over
like
a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now we're back out in the world and other people are back out in the world. And I think we've mentioned on the podcast that we are back to going to Kiwami for lunch now and
yes.
then.
Yes. Oh, which is so great because they have, of course, the outdoor patio and it's spaced out. And I'm just like, oh, I remember yes. what life used to be like. It was so yeah. nice.
Yes. It's just, I should say, is one of our favorite sushi places yes. in Studio City. And so there we were having lunch and we saw Fortune Feimster. Now, she may not be a celebrity to everybody, but Fortune Feimster is a comedian. I'm a big fan of hers.
Yes. And we saw her on a hike one day and I had no idea who she was, I will confess. And you were just immediately like, there's my favorite thing. I probably talked about this before is you seeing a celebrity because it's
not
always
subtle.
It's so. It's so big and your excitement is so genuine. Even yeah. after all these years, it's just as exciting as it was when we saw Carrie Fisher in Santa Monica like 2 weeks after
gosh.
We moved to LA in, you know, whatever year that was. So in the last century. Like, it's just so pure. Your joy is so pure.
Yes. And for anyone who doesn't know, Fortune is a stand-up comedian and she was a regular on the Mindy Project. And she also is a guest very often on a podcast that I listen to every week called Juicy Scoop. So I hear her a lot. So that's why I just immediately recognized her voice. And then I looked up and I said, oh, it's her. And what I like, Sarah, is that in our reality, seeing famous people actually makes the world feel normal as
yes.
opposed to not normal. We're used to seeing famous people, despite my huge reaction everywhere we go. So I feel like we're kind of post-pandemic in our world, even though things are still different.
Yeah.
We're emerging in some fashion.
Right. We're in the transition to, we just wear masks when we're out. It's part of our lives as opposed to hiding away.
Yes.
We go out, but we do it a little differently.
Yes. So that was exciting. So hopefully, you know, this week we'll see someone else.
Holding my breath.
Yes. Keep your eyes open. And that's it for this episode of Happier in Hollywood. We love to hear from you. Email us or send us a voice memo to happierinhollywood@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please follow us if you haven't already.
Thanks to our executive producer, the amazing Chuck Reed. Thanks to everyone at Sancola Sound. You can follow them on Instagram at Sancola Sound. And thanks to everyone at Cadence 13.
And as always, thank you to Gretchen Rubin. Happier in Hollywood is part of the Onward Project. Check out the other Onward Project podcasts, Happier with Gretchen Rubin, Side Hustle School, and Do the Thing from Whole30's Melissa Urban. Also check out Everything Happens with Kate Bowler.
Get in touch. I'm on Instagram at sfain and Liz is at lizcraft. We also have a Facebook group. Search Happier in Hollywood on Facebook to join in on the conversation.
Until next week, I'm Liz Craft.
And I'm Sarah Fain. Thanks for joining us. It's a fun job.
And we enjoy it. So, Sarah, I never asked you, do these chickens have names?
Yes, they do. They have new names. I don't remember what their their names used to. I don't know what they were a week ago. Now their names are Oreo, Cookie, and Emmy, which is short for M&M.
Ah, I love
it. So all food names.
Having a feeling Violet named the chickens.
You are correct.
From the Onward Project.